got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking all about the 4th of July parties. With the 4th being on Friday, our company is closing on Thursday as well to give us a little extra time.
What a good company you work for.
So we've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's a whole lot of grilling going on. And at some point during that time, you're going to want some finger food, right? I mean, stuff you can just walk by, pop one in your mouth. We talked about the jalapeno poppers in the last segment. Those are great finger food because, once again, I think they're good, really good, hot off the grill or smoker. But if they sit on a plate for an hour and they're at room temperature, you're not going to lose anything because it's all cooked. But you want to, they're just good to eat at room temperature too. I enjoy those no matter what temperature they are. But what are you thinking, Bob? I see, you know, wings are easy for the 4th of July. Those two can be kept around.
Yeah, don't understate wings, right? Because everybody likes them. You look at like any event you go to now and there's a bunch of wings and the people are piling through them. So know your audience when you're doing those, because Everybody has a certain style they like, and it's your wife that you got to make happy.
Yeah, so I'm going to go down a little bunny trail with that, because on next weekend, when you're listening to the show, the 5th, I have a catering gig in Grand Haven for a guy that throws a monster 4th of July party at his man cave barn, okay? And he ordered 1,000 chicken wings from me for this party. And so that's a ridiculous amount of chicken wings. But what I'm going to do is...
Good thing you bought all that marinade you like.
Yeah, well, no, because here's what we're going to do. And I wanted to give you... Because I got to make that ahead, right? I can't get 1,000 chicken wings hot out there.
Oh, coming out to my house.
Right, yeah. And we're going to put them on the big trailer smoker, the good one, and we're going to smoke those things up. And then when I get there, and I'm going to use a dry rub on them, whatever dry rub you like, I tend to go a little bit neutral just because not everybody likes hot, and I can hot them up.
You can't beat that Memphis profile, right? Like Robbie Russell always taught us, and that pig's ass will do it.
Right. And so we're going to cook these things, and I'm going to bring them out there and cool them down and bring them out there cold, and then he's got a double oven. And what I'm going to do is put them on trays.
And it's probably convection.
Right. Yep. Is put them on trays and warm them up a little bit, take them out, and then toss them in sauce. And I'm going to do a quintessential buffalo sauce. I'm going to do a garlic parm. I'm going to do a sweet sauce. And then I'll put some heat on them.
Yep.
So I have four sauces.
So one thing you could also do is you take them out of there and you could throw them in a colander.
Yeah.
And just dip it on it and hold that salt, because you want to reclaim as much of that sauce as you can, because it's all money.
Right. And what would be great. What I thought I would do is bring four plastic bowls and have one for each flavor, and then throw in like 30 wings in there, toss them, throw them on a baking pan, and throw them in that convection oven.
Oh, you're going to put them back in the oven.
Yeah.
After
they get sauced, to tacky it up a little bit and make sure they're hot.
Use parchment paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. But anyway, so I've got to bring all these wings. There's no way on earth I can keep them all hot.
Right.
And get them all cooked at that time. So, but you can do that. And I'm not freezing them. I'm just going to cool them down.
I'm going to cool them for the night.
Cool them for the night and take them out there in a dry cooler with ice in it to keep them cold. Right. And then it'll be good. We'll pull them out of there and cook them up. And after I get the first ones done, you know, that's a grazing thing. People get there about 6. Fireworks are at like 10:30 at night, so they graze all evening. So I don't need all 1,000 of them ready at one time, right? So we're going to do it that
way. Get there a couple hours early.
Yeah. Yep. Because they'll be all cooked and they'll be cooled down. They'll be in coolers. I just pull them out. We reheat them and we're good to go. But they're ready to eat when I cooled them down. So I don't really want to cook them. All I want to do is warm them back up. And
you'll have to keep up with the crowd. That'll be the key.
Yeah, yep.
Hopefully those ovens are convection. The parchment paper is a big deal for your cleanup afterwards.
Right.
It's not because I love parchment paper.
Right.
It's because it's another trick my wife taught me that, because the cleanup is what stinks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And those aluminum pans, do you have enough sheets to?
Yeah, I got 8 of them.
Oh,
and
okay.
We rotate them through.
Okay.
And Lisa goes with me, and she's kind of the sous chef. and she'll prep them all, and we'll monitor what flavors are going more, and you know, adjust accordingly.
Good for you.
But yeah, it's a little bit of a big gig, but should be a lot of fun.
So another thing I found interesting and I've done before is grilled bruschetta, and my wife, again, it's my wife's day, loves bruschetta.
Right.
So I'll get some focaccia.
Okay.
And I'll slice it on a diagonal, thin
that
slices.
That comes great from Wealthy Bakery. They make a great focaccia there.
And then I'll brush a little bit of EVO on it, and I'll lightly throw them on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Not for too long, because I don't want them to be hard, right?
Some grill marks.
It's kind of a trick. And have your, there's actually, I found this online too. This looked really cool. This was a grilled nectarine and cheese crostini. And I would like to say that these same breads can be used for either this or the bruschetta.
Right.
And when you'll find for finger food, when you put out little breadies, chicks go nuts.
Yeah. Well, especially with good stuff on top of them. And bruschetta, what are you going to put on top?
So for the bruschetta, it's a real simple. It's EVO, tomato, balsamic, and basil, fresh chopped basil. But for these grilled nectarine, and I love nectarines. We eat a bunch of them. And it's a wonderful thing to grill. You just cut them in slices, leave the skin on, and lightly put them on the grill. You're going to probably want to brush a little EVO on them before you put them on the grill so they don't stick. But then you get these baguettes, you grill them, and then you're going to get like some fresh goat cheese and a little basil leaf and make up, put that goat cheese down, put your nectarines down, put the basil on, and drizzle maybe a little balsamic or reduction on top of it.
Mm.
It's a wonderful combination. I've never had this particular one, but I'm a big goat cheese fan.
Yep. Little tangy.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's sweet and tangy, and then the balsamic on there kind of brings it all together. That's really good. But, and that's not that hard. That sounds a little gourmet.
No, it's not.
It's not.
That's why I like it. It's simple like
I would say my only tip on that is don't cut the nectarine slices too small because you don't want them falling through your grill.
No, you want them. That's a good point. And that wide end of the wedge should be around an inch and a quarter.
Yep.
So one nectarine is going to give you like probably 8 wedges.
Right. Yep.
No wedgies.
No wedgies on your nectarine.
But those little things when you use breads like that.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're a guy who loves presentation. When you bring out a platter of those, you're going to hear the women swoon, and it's not for you. They're going to look at your bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of oohs and ahs. And personally, I think bruschetta it's addicting.
Right.
There's a restaurant, a favorite Italian place my wife and I have, and we will just go in and get a glass of wine and bruschetta.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of making the
bet
women,
they love you when you come through the door, right?
Well, you still leave a big tip.
Right. Yeah, speaking of making the women swoon, our pool's open. I've swam in it twice is all. I'm not a big pool guy. I do it for other people. But the other day I jumped in, and when I got out, you know, your suit kind of clings to you. My wife's comment is, you don't have a butt anymore. And I'm like,
no.
Thank you.
Where'd that come from, honey?
We lose
Thanks,
that
honey.
In the 50s. Yeah.
Now, if you would have said to her, you don't have a waist anymore, how would that have gone?
Oh, I had a duck. Because I'd be looking for
here
the right cross.
The lodge skillet.
Right, yeah. Exactly. No, so I was like, well, okay. I got that going for me. I guess I can still cook if that's,
Do you use the pizza oven when it's so hot out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That'll be big next weekend. We're actually having Saturday, we have a pizza party, and I'm just going to be making pizzas.
Were you invited to that, Conrad?
No, not yet.
I saw the invite either.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, it's a good thing. You want to give your address out over there?
Right, sure. Yeah. Yep, I'm in 1091 Cumberland Drive.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you are a sow.
But anyway, hey, if you're planning your cookout for 4th of July, just be careful. Keep things clean. Keep cold things cold. Keep hot things hot, and everybody will have a great time. Don't set your potato salad in the sun. You know, put it in a bowl of ice, and everybody will be good.
And when
with
you're
it.
Grilling, the song you can play is Safety Dance.
Right, yes. Right, yeah.
Well, have a great Independence Day. We'll come back and talk to you the day after and see how you did.
Yeah.
If you have all your fingers.
Yep. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker. Your neighbors will love it, and you're going to make some new friends. So you've been listening to Grilling Guys.
Just remember why we celebrate it.
That's right. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.